As the task force began its weekly three-hour meeting yesterday, a small group of mostly middle-aged women walked to the front of the conference room. They hand-delivered photos and letters from people across the state who they said are part of a growing movement of opposition to the, quote, industry-driven panel. Outside, on the street, after the meeting was underway, Sonia Skakic-Skrema of Aurora said she had little faith that the unelected group inside would listen to voices such as hers.
We need science involved. It shouldn't be a faith-based industry promises deal.
She's worried that concerns about water and air pollution are being squashed by the rush to drill for more oil in and around suburbs like hers.
And I'm just dumbfounded that our leadership isn't putting the brakes on this and saying, look, we need to slow this down, make sure they use the systems that will decrease those harms, and they're not.
Skakic-Skrema and other protesters scorned the task force for not taking formal public comment at meetings, but officials are taking written comment, and several of the task force members do come from conservation groups and cities and towns that have argued for more regulatory authority when it comes to drilling.
I mean, I'll just say this task force was established with a very short time frame to discharge its duties. It had 6 weeks to come up with something.
Bob Randall is deputy director for the State Department of Natural Resources, the agency that houses the state's oil and gas regulatory division.
You know, we do feel that the task force itself is representative of the varied interests around Colorado.
And while it appears the task force won't side with local governments worried about the spread of drilling, they are looking at a number of so-called protocols to better ensure that local concerns are being heard and dealt with by the state. Sound bureaucratic? Perhaps. But essentially the thinking is that state law may already allow for, say, a local government to hire its own well inspectors and take over for the state on a case-by-case basis on a local level. This is seen as important because the state only employs 15 inspectors who are in charge of some 45,000 active gas wells. Randall says local governments new to drilling may not know there are a number of tools at their disposal already.
And if more people find out about it as a result of this task force, then all the better.
And the task force spent the bulk of yesterday discussing local jurisdictions and setbacks, that is, whether the current 350-foot buffer between rigs and homes or schools ought to be increased. Some think that's not enough, but others, including the oil and gas industry, say the whole issue is being overblown. An analysis of state statistics does show that only about 3% of the total wells permitted since 2009 are within 350 feet of structures. Task Force member Tisha Schuler of the Colorado Oil and Gas Association figures conflicts like these can be settled with more dialogue and education.
As we continue to engage with communities, that their comfort level with the industry, with the oversight of state and federal agencies, that this conversation is going to continue to evolve.
But tell that to people like Ashley Collins, and it's clear that evolution has only just begun, if it's even begun. She drove down to protest the meeting from Commerce City, where she says a well was hydraulically fractured or fracked 600 feet from her subdivision. In her words, too close for an industrial activity.
We're not environmentalists, we're concerned people. We should have the right to clean air, to clean water. That, to me, is not an environmental argument. I'm not an extremist. I want a very basic right.
The Oil and Gas Task Force has just one more meeting scheduled before a report is due to Governor Hickenlooper, April 18th. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.